Hey everybody, welcome to the Mark Parham Podcast. You can follow me online by just typing in Mark Parham on YouTube, Mark Parham on Rumble, and then also you can follow me on Spotify by typing in Mark Parham Podcast, and I should pop up. You know, there's one thing I've noticed online, because I go to a lot of different media sites and, websites, and just look at a lot of different things as far as media online. But when it comes to politics, I've noticed that we all know that a lot of the left-wing, you know, media publications and channels and stuff on television, we know, and even websites, we know those are controlled by, folks from the Jewish community. But I don't think a lot of people who are Republican realize how Jewish people actually control Republican right-wing media. I mean, if you look at Breitbart, if you look at Drudge, I don't know who owns Drudge now, but if you look at some of these companies, you see that Jewish folks control the left-wing media and they control the right-wing media. And the reason why I say that is because I've noticed, how some of these organizations or some of these media companies, even the ones online, even some of the podcasts and stuff, they refuse to talk about Israel. Like somebody will bring up Israel and it's almost like they make it, it's almost like they don't want people to talk about Israel, to critique Israel, or just say anything about Israel. It's almost like you can talk about any other race. You can talk about black people, Asian people. You can even talk about, white people from America. But as soon as you talk about Israel, it's just like, oh, well, you know, let's not go down that road. And some of these outlets, some of these media outlets can't talk about free speech and censorship and all these things when Israel is always a hot topic. And I've even noticed it a little in the podcast world. It's just like, we all know the news. We see what's going on in Gaza and Palestine and, you know, some of these places. And, you know, they don't want to ever talk about Benjamin Netanyahu. They're afraid to mention the talk about the casualties of this war. Just, it's a bunch of stuff. And I think you turn on the news or you actually look at what's going on, you see that, I think Israel's the size of New Jersey, and what Palestine, from what I've understood, what I've, you know, heard is that it's the size of D.C. or a little bit, Washington, D.C. or a little bit bigger. And so again, this is, it's almost the equivalent of a giant versus an ant. If I could, you know, lay it out in those terms. I mean, Israel is supported by America, supported by a lot of different people who have a lot of money and a lot of power. And to act like, this is a such an impossible, hard fought war, or whatever you want to call it, conflict, it's insane to me. I mean, we're seeing stories come out of Israel where Israel's just, you know, dropping bombs, you know, killing innocent civilians. It's just a mess. And I think what's waking people up now is those aid workers that were killed. I think people are now saying, well, wait a minute, you know, Israel's not doing the right thing. Israel's being very corrupt. Because before, people were saying this, and it's like, if somebody would have said, talked about Israel 10 years ago, they would have been called a Jew hater and all these things. And I think now people are slowly waking up and they're realizing, well, wait a minute, Israel's no paradise. That Israel has problems and corruption just like every other place. And Benjamin Netanyahu is no saint, or he's no angel. And I think a lot of people are waking up. They're changing their opinions about Israel and what's going on. And I'm just seeing this shift even with podcasters. You had some that were afraid to talk about Israel because they were worried about, you know, losing whatever, I guess, status or money they had before. And now people are just like, you know what, I can't sit back and say nothing. So I think that's great. I even noticed Candace Owens is speaking out. And that's one of the reasons why she, you know, had such a problem at the Daily Wire. It was okay when Candace was speaking about black people and black culture and immigrants and all these other things. But as soon as she started talking about Israel and started calling out different rabbis and stuff, then that became a problem. So it's just interesting to see how some of these people like Ben Shapiro, they always talk about free speech and they're against censorship. And some of these folks on the right always say, oh, well, we hate censorship. But as soon as someone talks about Israel, they lose everything, or people try to shut them down. So again, even with this recent situation. It's going to be, I think, Candace Owens and Ben Shapiro are going to agree to debate on, you know, some topics and stuff. And I think it was Patrick Bet-David. He made a comment about the Daily Wire. I think he called it the Israeli Wire, something like that. And again, some of the people from the Jewish community had been losing their minds. But if he would have said, oh, this seems like a black media company or anything else, people wouldn't care. And so it just amazes me that people don't mind, or some of these Jewish media companies, they don't care if you talk about black people, Hispanic people, if you talk about Muslims, but, you know, you can't talk about them. They're perfect. They do no wrong. And I think that's insane. And even, you know, some people don't like this example, but even Kanye West, you know, some of the stuff Kanye West said was true. And when Kanye West came out a year or two ago, people turned their back. People act like he was some crazed maniac, like he was the next Adolf Hitler. And now people are saying, wait a minute, some of the stuff, not all the stuff, but some of the stuff he said was correct. When he talked about the media control, when he talked about how they get together and ruin people's careers that work in Hollywood, that speak out against them. And so now a lot of stuff is being exposed. And I think there's no turning back from this moment. People are just seeing what's going on with this war. I mean, there's tens of thousands of innocent civilians that are being killed. And, you know, Israel doesn't even want you to talk about it. And so I think that with social media, it's they don't control the narrative. Because remember before, a lot of these Jewish people controlled the New York Times and all these major publications. So they could control the narrative and control what was being said. And with the internet now, it's a free-for-all. People can say what they want to say. And a lot of people are looking at this war and saying, no, something's not right. They're questioning things. And I think that's good for democracy. So again, let me know how you feel in the comment section. And let me know some of your thoughts. And also follow me on, you know, my social media accounts. You can follow me on Rumble. You can follow me on YouTube. You can follow me wherever. But please just follow. Thanks.